What's going on, people? It's your man, Big P here. Check it out. For years now, we have been coming to you, telling you about the good people over at Tweaked Audio. Well, this show is no different. Head over to tweakedaudio.com to pick up the finest in earbuds and headphone wear. Now, you know when you put in the code IDS, you get 33% off, you get free shipping, and you get a lifetime guarantee. Look, do us a favor. Take your headphones, leave them on the subway, leave them on the bus, do something. Go back to them and get you a new pair. You'll feel good. Trust me. You'll feel like you like did it all over again and you got another great deal because, well, you did. Tell them Big B sent you. Do it. Bitches.
You are down in deep.
This is deep. Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is going to be funky from now on, yeah.
Because I can smell it. It's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep, but I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You are down in deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You are down in deep.
Because I can smell it. It's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep.
Everything I do is gonna be funky.
Because I can smell it. It's in the air. And
from now on, yeah. Everything I do is gonna be funky.
Because I can smell it. It's in the air. And from now
on.
What's going on, good people? It's your man, Big B. Welcoming you back to another edition of IDS. For those of you that don't know, IDS stands for the In Deep Show. For people that's been riding with us from day one, or at least the early years, I'm sure you already know.
They know, they know.
So, I have my crew with me today. I got Mark the Doc Wally.
What's up, y'all? Y'all know how I do it.
And we got today, we got Miss Gina, y'all.
Hi, welcome.
Damn it, Gina. How was everybody's weekend?
Man, I've been without cable for going on 2 weeks, dog. So my life sucks, you know. I'm a TV man. I like my cable shows and all that crap. Well, this weekend I went and bought a couple of those antennas, you know, where you can, you know, get the free cheap cable channels and stuff like that. So, man, I've been roughing it, but other than that, man, everything else is good. Everything else is good.
Yeah. Well, I have had a great weekend. I've hung out. Spent time with friends and family. I did quite a bit. I've actually had several good weekends, so I'm quite pleased.
Cool, man.
Nice. I've come to the cruel realization that I need to put some distance between me and one of my very good friends. Alcohol.
Not alcohol.
Yeah.
What happened?
We had a couple bad arguments this weekend.
No.
And I just walked away from it feeling like real bad, literally. So, yeah, we're not speaking right now.
Okay.
And we're going to leave it that way for a little while.
Do you think you can reconcile your differences?
Yeah. I'm sure we can.
Okay. I'm sure you will then.
Yeah, how about that?
I mean, as I walked away, alcohol did say, I'll always be here for you.
Right, right, right.
So that's whenever I get over my issues.
I miss you.
Come back.
Don't go.
It'll be talked to. It'll be talked to you again.
I will head back on my hands and knees, or I'll just leave on my hands and knees after Making up. Who knows?
That's funny.
One way you'll be on your hands and your knees.
Well, what? You just woke up one morning and you're like, man, I ain't doing that shit. What happened? What sparked the conversation?
Well, we just spent too much time together this weekend.
Oh, okay.
Way too much time together.
Okay.
Way too much time together.
Happy. You gotta do that sometime.
Way.
Oh, that's a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
You still way. Yeah, that's a lot of way. Time.
I think my alcohol to oxygen intake this week was about even.
Wow.
That's okay. Pretty interesting.
Breathe and drink, huh?
Drink and breathe. Just inhale the alcohol, man.
I mean, if you calculate the amount of time that I stopped breathing this weekend, you'll probably say it was about even.
Mm. Yeah, on that note, maybe you need a break.
I need a break.
Wow. You guys need to part ways.
What you gonna do? Great weather this weekend, though.
No shit.
This weather reminded me of why I'm pissed my patio is not done. Why my fire pit is not in my backyard so I can enjoy my lovely selection of cigars. And I can enjoy the great company of alcohol.
I thought you guys broke up.
I'm talking future tense.
So you have every intention of getting back together.
Oh yeah, we're gonna be cool.
Okay.
We're just going through a thing right now. All good relationships go through things.
Okay.
You know, you need a break, you know.
So what happened with the deck? Somebody supposed to do it and just have them show it up or something? Or
I haven't found anyone in their right mind to do it.
Okay.
So. Oh well, as they say. Well, your cable's off and you don't endorse. So I have no one to talk to about Ratchet TV. That sucks.
Oh, don't just write us off. We might know.
Yeah, go ahead and do your thing, you know.
Do you watch Black Ink?
Uh-uh.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks.
That's cool.
So, end of that topic. This season looks to be going to be a good one, so.
I think I've heard a few things about it. I've seen a few commercials. That's pretty much it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
You guys are great.
Tell us about it, nigga. I mean, get me interested.
Make me want to look at it.
Yeah, how about that? You're going to shut it down.
It's what, season 4?
And insult us.
Catch up.
Whatever.
Well, I guess it's time for us to get in the show. We got a lot to talk about, believe it or not. We're going to move some things around this week in an effort to get some conversations in. I think we got a little bit of feedback we want to play. What else is going on? Yeah. So that's how it's going to go today. Hope you enjoy. Let's start the show, y'all.
The In Deep Show is for people over the age of 18.
So if you are not at least 18 years old, you will get in trouble, not them.
Hey, wait, we're not 18.
We better get out of here.
Yeah. Yeah. On the dance floor, burn it up, music turn it up, baby, I'm real hot, so is it my turn to touch you? Look like you wasn't on next 3D effects, baby, you look like you have no clue of what comes next. Me and my dogs will be there, so your girls prepared to share. We play the dance of truth or dare. If someone standing there stare, say, hey baby, what's your name? Don't stand looking insane. Do you wanna ride a train? Welcome to the fast lane. If you're in love, beware, 'cause these people, they don't care. Someone standing there, stare, say, hey baby, what's your name? Don't stand looking insane. Do you wanna ride the train? Welcome to the fast lane.
You belong to me. Especially, you know what I'm saying? If I can pronounce it, look, like that little man out the boat, and you get to shake him and shit, and you caress me and grab me real hard and shit, you belong to me.
Somebody should call a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
I'm pretty sure y'all heard by now. Kanye was on, the MTV VMA Awards last night.
Yes.
And he said he's going to run for president in 2020.
Push it.
But, yeah. I don't know if he was serious about that. But anyway, back in April, this guy named Tramal Ferguson, he registered KanyeForPresident.com. Now, he did that back in April. Okay, I don't think he thought too much of it. But since Kanye came out and said that joint last night, you know, my man's phone been blowing up. Okay, now people been calling him offering to buy the domain, the KanyeForPresident.com. And so far, he's got like a like an upward $80,000.
Wow.
Commitment just to buy the domain. But my man say he holding out. He waiting for Kanye to call him. Now, he could be holding out for a minute waiting for that. But I didn't know you could do that. You just take somebody's name and put it out there and didn't expect, Well, I don't know. Maybe when he did it, he didn't expect this. He didn't expect Kanye to just really come out and say that I was going to run for president. But still. And he said he's holding out because he's pretty sure he can get more money from Kanye. But I'm just saying, though, how are you going to use that man's name and then going to expect him to give you money for the domain?
Maybe it'll come from somebody else, though. Like, maybe not Kanye. Like, I can't imagine him calling.
There's a huge business for that.
Really?
Yeah. People buy. Sometimes you have to buy it. Sometimes you just get it first. Mm-hmm. And if you own the domain name and somebody wants it, they have to buy it from you.
Wow. Okay. Well, good luck, young man. I guess you might have struck it rich.
For doing absolutely nothing.
But there's ways around it. I mean, all he has to do is like put an underscore or something, and he can do Kanye underscore for president or something like that.
Okay.
He better take that $80,000.
I would. I'd have snatched it. There you go, bro. You can have it.
It's yours.
Yeah. Shit, you gonna hold out, they ain't gonna get shit.
Exactly. I might go put a little underscore. Wait a minute.
Yeah, how about that?
Good information.
Yeah. Moving on. Y'all remember back in 2006 when Hulk Hogan went on his little rage and he was using the N-word, nigger this, nigger that, nigger this.
Nigger here, nigger there.
But anyway, now he's saying, he's begging for people's forgiveness. He said that, at the time he was going through something in his life, and I don't remember exactly why he did that, but he's saying that he grew up in a very poor part of Tampa. And, when him and his boys, when they greeted each other, they said, what's up, my nigga? And all this and that. But if I'm not mistaken, Hulk Hogan's got to be at least, 65?
70.
Somewhere there?
Mm-hmm.
Now, we didn't really start, I don't know, maybe I could be wrong, though. But I don't think we really started saying, what's up, my nigga, until, 4 or 5 years ago? I mean, really, though.
I think it was longer than four or five years ago.
It was longer than that?
Maybe 10, 20.
But I don't think it was back when Hulk Hogan was...
Right after slavery?
That's when we did that.
We've been saying what's up, nigga, since the beginning of the word.
Well, maybe it was me. I wasn't saying it back then.
Hulk wasn't saying nothing.
I didn't say Hulk was saying.
I know black people have been saying nigga... I mean, go turn on any Shaft movie or any black sportsman. That's a universal greeting.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, Hulk Hogan said they were saying it back in his day in South Tampa. So, wow.
Yeah, that's some bull.
Yeah.
That's
the point I'm trying to make. Mm-hmm. He going to talk about when he was younger. Now, I'm saying he's 70 years old, so this had to be many, 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 many moons ago. I don't remember nobody greeting nobody saying, what's up, my nigga, back then.
Especially not someone that's Caucasian.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, you would never say that.
Yeah, but anyway, he said, man, that really got on his nerves, and he was embarrassed by it. And he was also contemplating suicide.
Wow.
That's what he said. He said it really bothered him that bad. But... he went on Good Morning America and apologized. That shit happened back in 2006. He's apologizing now. So, took him, 9 years?
Because really he didn't think it would affect him as much as it has.
It probably affected his pockets, too.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Black people like wrestling, too.
Right. That's what he really said. He saw all his fans and friends and all that kind of stuff. But hey. Next time you come out your mouth like that, man, you got to think about that shit before you say it, I guess.
Yeah, Caucasians are not the only one that support you, so they may be now, but...
How about it? Mm-hmm. How about it? Let me see. In more local news, RG3, man. Oh, man, that's my boy and everything, man. They done put my man on the bench. They're going to start Kirk Cousins. He's going to be the number one starting quarterback for our home team, the Washington Redskins.
Ooh.
Now, me and my wife had a little discussion before coming over here today. And apparently, a lot of the players on the team, they applaud that, you know, the change.
Really?
You know, yeah. And I've also heard that he's kind of an arrogant asshole to do too. You know, but you know, they're saying that when RG3 is in the game, he doesn't perform. He's not doing what he was supposed to do. And when, you know, Kirk Cousins get in there, you know, he moves the ball, he puts points on the board and all that kind of stuff. But I mean, I'm gonna play devil's advocate here, Brian. Do you think it's because the offensive line just doesn't like the dude? They don't want to block for the dude? Or because it seems like when Kirk Cousins comes in there, man, he has a little more time when he takes his little 2-3 steps back to throw the ball, as opposed to as soon as RG3 gets a snap, man, it's like you take one step back and it's like, fuck the whole defense, you know.
NFL offenses are built strictly on timing. Everything is scripted. Is, you know, if one thing is thrown off, the play is done.
Okay.
I don't know how many times if you've seen like maybe a time where maybe the quarterback, when he gets the ball from the center, sometimes he might bobble it, and by the time he gets control, he kind of just has to throw it away because the timing is already screwed up.
Okay.
RG does not know how to run plays. He doesn't know. He cannot learn the timing of a play. Okay? Mm. So, for instance, if I'm an offensive lineman, okay?
Okay.
We practice this play a certain way. Okay? I know my quarterback is going to be here. This play calls for him to be in the pocket.
All right.
Okay? So, I'm going to direct the dude that I'm blocking a certain direction.
Gotcha.
Okay? Because I know where the play is supposed to be. Right. I know where my quarterback's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
RG can't stay where he's supposed to be. Mm. So, a lot of the times where the ball should be gone already, you know, you don't sit there and block forever.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's supposed to be, you know, 3-step, 1-2-3, ball gone.
Gotcha.
So I'm blocking. I got the clock in my mind. 1-2-3, ball gone. Okay, cool. Oh, shit, he still got the ball. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
And then, you know, so there's so many things that a lineman has to do. But RG just doesn't have that mental clock. He doesn't have it between the ears. He's physically gifted and all that.
Right.
But he doesn't have it between the ears. You see what I'm saying? Okay. Just the same way. Remember how we used to play football in the street, right?
Right.
And have you ever heard the term look a receiver open? So basically, we would say hike and we would watch our dudes run around.
Uh-huh.
And as soon as we see him open, we throw the ball to him.
Right. Okay, right.
That's not how you do it. That's not how the game is played.
Uh-huh.
It's hike, and I'm going to throw it to a spot. There's nobody there.
Right.
But I know from the timing, he's going to be there when I release it.
Right.
RG doesn't have that.
Gotcha.
He looks, he's not open yet. He's not open yet. Okay, now he's open, but it's too late now because all the defense done reacted.
Gotcha.
So he has a lot that he has to learn. Mm-hmm. He has a lot that he has to learn on the field. He has a lot he has to learn off the field. I mean, you got to think about it like this. For someone to play the position of quarterback, and you can't even learn how to slide to save your life.
You got a point there.
I mean,
and you know what, to the day, I think he still doesn't know
how to slide. Isn't that the first thing you learn coming out of the womb is how to slide? Nigga, we slid all over the damn house. You got your ass whipped for tearing your clothes up for sliding.
How about that?
And this dude does not know how to slide. So how do you expect him to learn an NFL play?
Okay. So get rid of him.
At this point, you have to.
Really? Yeah. What's going to happen to him?
That's not our concern. That's the problem. See, that's the problem with the Redskins. We always concerned about shit we shouldn't be concerned about. Okay, we made an investment in you. foolishly. We made an investment. It didn't work. So now you got to cut your losses and move on. Right. You know what I'm saying? Redskins have been notorious for holding on to players that they shouldn't and letting go of players that they hold on to play. You know what I'm saying? It's just, it's a mess. Yeah. And we finally have people in there that are just not going to, you know, crumble to the will of the owner.
Right, right.
Keep holding on.
So, so yeah, he got to go, man. He got to go. It was, have fun with you, done with you.
Yeah. So how does that money thing work? Do you know how the remainder of his contract?
If RG is smart, the option that we picked up, the 50 option that we picked up is like $16.5 million or something.
Okay.
If RG is smart, he will waive that $16.5 million. That's the only way another team is going to pick him up.
But isn't that taking a chance? What if no one else picks him up? You out $16 million.
Again, you can look at it that way. And you can take your $16 million now and run with it because you're going to be done anyway. Either way, you're going to be done after the $16 million. Or you can waive that $16 million, get picked up with another team that's probably going to give you, you know, somewhere in the neighborhood of a little bit less than that. I mean, a little bit less than half of that. But you'll have a chance to sign another contract that will pay you more than that $16 million would have over time. It ain't going to be for that 1 year.
Okay.
So it's all a gamble. All
right.
So, I'm taking the $16 million and running with it. Yeah. What if no one gets them? What if everybody feels the same way and nobody wants them?
Somebody's going to want them. Somebody's going to feel that they can get through to them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Somebody's going to feel that they can get through them. And you never know. This might be the boot to the butt that he needs to realize, hey, maybe I'm not as good as I thought I am, and maybe I do need to start listening to people.
Right.
Okay.
So somebody might, you know, again, he might be a star elsewhere. It's just not going to happen here.
And it seems like whenever somebody just like him leaves the Redskins, they always go somewhere and just
and
blow
excel.
Up. Then when we play, he's like, God damn it. You should have did this. Should have did it. Even one of the Wizards, like some of the Wizard players, as soon as they leave the Wizards, they go somewhere and win fucking championships and shit. You be like, motherfucker.
Why couldn't you play like this when you was here?
Yeah, you know. What the problem is? I don't even know. I think it was last week when I reported on beef between Puffy and 50 over the vodka and the Ciroc thing. Anyway, now French Montana's stepping in. French Montana say, look, man, I'm a Ciroc boy. 50 say, all right, look, Slim, I'm going to need to tell you something. This between me and Puffy. Stay your monkey ass out of this shit, or I'm going to shut your ass up for real. Now, I don't know if it's really getting that serious, but I don't know where it's getting heated out there, man. 50 saying, look, this between me and Puffy. I don't know who told you to step on in here. But I suggest you back down, man.
Out of it.
Yeah. You try to get yourself in there to get all relevant and doing whatever you're doing. But you know, you a puppy. Stay on the porch. Big dogs out here, the street right here, boy. Oh no, so it might get a little heated up right there. I'm gonna stay on top of it, and I'm gonna keep y'all informed. That wraps it up for my diagnosis. We got Motocon.
Yeah, sounds good.
Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Drinker Junior, happy belated birthday. Thanks so much for the love.
Welcome back to the show, y'all. It's Man Big B. So we want to get into, we got someone sent in some feedback from last week. So I'm just going to go ahead and play it.
Hey, Big B and Truth. Another amazing show this week. The show was hilarious. But I want to also add to the name for the beef jerky that you're trying to create. I would like to add Jerk It, Jerk Me, and how about Straight Out of Jerking or Straight Out from Jerking. Whichever one you think sounds best. Keep it coming, guys. Talk to you guys soon.
Well, all right.
Okay.
What was the last one?
I got all about that.
Straight out of jerking.
I know that.
I think I like straight out of jerking.
Straight out of jerking.
That's it.
Somehow I felt like I would owe someone for using that one.
Really? Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe. What was the other ones? Anybody remember?
I know.
Okay, there
jerk,
you go.
Jerk me, jerk it.
Just jerk it. Right. No, I don't know. Straight out of jerking. I like it.
Who's jerking?
Great comment.
So I'm gonna look into that.
Yeah.
I want all you people to support when I drop it. So I'm just
straight out of jerking.
Goddamn.
Big B's jerk meat.
Boys in the jerk.
Oh boy. So let me get into a topic for today.
What you got now?
There was someone asked me something and I'm trying to remember what it was, and for the life of me I can't.
How to jerk
been
it?
A very give my secrets away.
Oh darn.
I wanna say that one. Oh wait a minute, someone. I'm gonna say that one. Did that one. Right. Guess who lost today's question?
That'd be you.
You jerk.
Oh my God, that's the name right there.
All right.
I love it.
Oh boy.
I got a question in the meantime.
Uh-oh.
I can fill in the blank for a little bit.
Go ahead. Go ahead, G.
Well, my question is, why do you have to play so many games?
Can you speak up in the mic?
Why do you have to play so many games when it comes to relationships? Like, you know, guys want a challenge, and it's like, oh, you know, you meet a girl and she's great and all these things, but when she really shows attention, you kind of shy away to some degree. And the question is, why? Like, if you like me and I like you, why can't we just, like, play nice and be together? Why do we have to play?
So are you assuming
games?
That it's a game that's being played, or are you trying, or is, you see, I think when there are issues like that that are on the table, I think addressing them like that automatically lends it, I don't know, for guys, I can't really see how it works for girls. For guys, like, to hear that question phrased that way, mm-hmm. I automatically tuned you out.
So
because I'm saying it where there is a good question there, it was framed like you coming for me or like you belittling. So now we're not even going to get to the meat of the answer to the question. I'm going to now attack you. You see what I'm saying? And I think that's a big issue in of itself, and relationships and situations why communication is so bad, because we don't know how to phrase important questions like that.
Well, I think if I change the way that I said it, the meat and potatoes are still the same. What I'm really asking is, at the end of the day, when it comes to relationships, then why does it seem that there has to be so many games played? I'm not even speaking specifically about men. I mean, coming from women in general.
But who's to say it's a game? Why can't it be a situation where you start at home base and work your way outward? In other words, is it something about me that person doesn't like, and I'm just assuming they're playing games, and maybe they're trying to give me a bigger hint? And then from that point, you know, maybe that's a great starting point to get to the answer of that question.
Well, who's to say that you don't necessarily start from there? I mean, maybe you know yourself, you know the circumstances. And do I think you should critique yourself sometimes and you should look at yourself? I do.
I think you should look at yourself all the time.
Well,
that should always be the starting point. You should always look at yourself.
And let's say you looked at yourself, you looked at the starting point, and you just get to a point where, you know, when you get past a certain age, and I keep saying a certain age because 40, you get past a certain age and you just don't want to play all the, well, far as my perception, are games. It's like, look, we like each other. Let's see where this can go, instead of, oh, well, you know, I'm supposed to wait that 3-day rule, and I'm not supposed to call, or I'm supposed to do this, and all these little things. Like, when you met your wife and you got married, was it instant? Was there, you know, some time in between where it was like, well, you know, where there was some game playing, or how did that work?
Well, actually, I'm trying to go back. I'm trying to rewind. Yeah, I guess there was a little game plan at first, because I wanted to see whether she really liked me, or, you know, maybe she's like the person that she thought I was. Because see, it was a lot of stuff going on.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Doc. Please keep your space. I'm gonna come right back to you. I swear, just that terminology put such a sour taste in my mouth.
What, games?
Games. Why is it a game? Why can't it be some people just doing their due diligence in meeting someone? To take their time to get to learn them, to get to know them, to not rush your judgment, to not jump 2 feet in the water.
Right.
Why can't it just be someone doing their due diligence and not playing games?
Yeah, for those people, that's fine. I'm speaking about the ones who actually do
Don't waste your time. Okay, so we can end the question right here. Don't waste your time with people that play games.
But all
right,
moving on. Next question. Playing games until
Why do you want to stay around someone that's playing a game?
But you don't know until you actually interact with the person to know what they're doing.
But and if you've gotten to the point where you've made up in your mind that they're playing a game, now you're wasting your own time.
Well, that's true.
Okay, I would say learn the difference between games and someone performing their due diligence on getting to know you and taking their time and not rushing into a potential another bad situation, or making sure they're laying the proper foundation for a potential good situation.
I understand.
Right, and a lot of times, time will tell. You know, if that person likes you and you like that person enough, you're going to stick around. Both of you going to stick
around. What would tell, Doc?
Time.
And that's that same time that's often mistaken for playing games.
You have to still admit, though, there are a lot of people, and again, this isn't just male, female, or I'm sorry, this isn't just, I'm speaking of men, I'm talking people in general. There are a lot of people out there that really do play games. I'm not, for those who are sincere and they want to take their time and they want to get to know someone, that's a beautiful thing. I'm talking about the ones who legitimately are just BSing. Those people, and I still agree with you, you take your time, get to know the person, and then you get to a point where you're like, okay, yeah, he just, or she's just full of whatever.
But you know what, with me, I think I'm a good judge of character, and I can tell, you know, well, back in the day, you know, before I was married, and
exactly,
day,
way
you know, because you know, you if you call somebody and you know, okay, we're gonna make a date, we're gonna go, all right, we're gonna go out so-and-so, okay. And then you call them a couple of days later just to confirm we still going out, and you know, they don't answer the phone, or they call you back when they feel like calling you back. It's little things that you know, like, this person ain't really interested in me, you know, and then they gonna call you back 3 days later. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't call you back. See, what had happened was, you know, then you will listen to that bullshit.
My dog
but
died.
In the back of your mind, you're like, okay, all right. You know, then again, you may give them a pass the first time. You know, but it's just certain little hits and things. You go over their house and then they invite you over. You get over there, they don't answer the door and shit. You know what I'm saying? You knocking at the door, you see their car outside. And you hear people in the motherfucker. You hear another dude in there.
Oh,
you know, I'm just saying.
And music playing.
You know, a little
you smell dinner
like
and it's
like,
not for
okay,
you.
Okay, all right. Right.
Darn.
But I mean, if you thirsty and you just keep on, you know, going back and forth, getting all rejected and, you know, then that's on you.
Then you asking for it.
Right. There you go. And then once they find that out, that's when they really going to get you, you know. But I don't know. Like I said, time will tell. But if you find out that, you know, this person's playing the game, well, you know, just cut your losses and keep it moving. That's what I say. That's what I say anyway.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah. But to be honest with you, though, me and my wife dated like 6 years before, you know, before we got married.
That's a good amount of time.
You
were definitely sure. When you said, I love you, let's be together.
Something like that.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to move on from that.
To be honest with you, I mean, all the games have been played.
If you were here on earlier shows, you would know that.
I would already know.
Okay, she proposed.
I'm going to tell you, my wife was like this. Look.
Really?
We've been going together for 6 years. What are we going to do?
What are your intentions for me?
The proposal.
I was like,
that was the
Six years, nigga. What you doing?
That was a proposal.
But you know what, though?
You're going to have to shit or get off the pot.
Strong arm proposal.
Pretty much. But that's what I love about her, though. You know
exactly.
What I'm saying? She ain't there's no joking. You know, she's straight up. You know, but you know what? I think that's because a lot of the women, like my grandmother and my mother, all of them were like that. And
strong.
I think that's what kind of drawed me to her. You know, like, oh, this shit won't take no shit. Okay, because, I mean, a man doesn't really want to pass a woman. I mean, well, me anyway. You know what I'm saying? But sweet as she wanted me, you know what I'm saying? She you know, treats me well. It's times when I want to just squeeze all the life out her neck and shit. And then, you know, then two hours later, boo, I fix some macaroni and cheese and some roast and everything. Come on, I fix your plate. Come on up and eat. You know, and then
everything. Like, okay.
I'm like, okay.
I love you,
I'm
boo.
I'm on my way out there. You know what I'm saying? But that's what a relationship is all about.
Right.
So, what are you going to do? I love my little snooga booga booga right now.
2 hours later.
2 hours later. I'm strangling. But that's what it's all about. Give and take, though. Yeah.
I just think relationships are so different now than when you met your wife. Like the 80s, 90s. Mm-hmm. You met your wife. No, 80s had to be, right? Things
somewhere
are just different.
Around,
you know, things have changed. Somewhere in that decade. Yes.
Yeah.
Cross colors or something.
Right.
I just think relationships have changed. They've changed a lot. Just the dynamics, how you meet people, how you interact. People don't know how to communicate anymore, as B just mentioned, to some degree. They don't know how to, just across the board. So a lot has changed. And then modern technology plays a big factor too.
No doubt.
Yeah.
No
when
doubt.
You met your wife, you wasn't going online.
Right. I wasn't texting her.
No.
You know, stuff like that.
You called, and if the line was busy, she was on the phone. That was just that.
Yeah. You're right.
So technology plays a factor too. A lot has changed. Things aren't what they once were.
But I mean, for any guys out there, if you think that this is somebody that you want to be involved with, if you think this is the future of Miss Johnson or Jackson, whatever your name is, I mean, go for it. But don't be a fool. You know what I'm saying?
Don't just go for anything. But at the same time, you need to stake your intentions and make your intentions known.
No doubt.
Exactly.
No doubt. And if she gives you an indication that, you know, I like you, but...
Uh, you You're a nice guy.
Right. When that happens, just go ahead and cut your love. I mean, you can still be friends, but don't invest a whole lot of time in it thinking it's going to
materialize into something that it's not.
Exactly.
There you go.
That's the way I see it anyway.
I get this feeling we're going to be deleted.
No, that's good shit. That's good shit. What to me and you it is.
I like it.
Right. He might already cut the mics. We just talk to ourselves. That's all right. You said some good shit.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah. Well, there you have it. Show was nice and
pointless.
Hijacked.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure some of the listeners got something out of what we said. For those who are trolling for future husbands and wives, those in your life that you want to say yes to.
I have something next week that I want to I want to attempt to get started. Just a feeling that I've been having over the few months, and I'm gonna need to reach out to some of our listeners, old and new, to help me out with this one. So definitely tune in next week and see how we're going to go about this. I think it could be a hell of a movement.
Uh-oh.
If we get some participation.
All right.
Which we should. Hey. I think it's a great thing. We're going to actually take a quick break because I'm determined to find the bit of feedback that I had. Well, it wasn't feedback. It was a listener that wrote something in and wanted some help on a situation. And I cannot find it. And I feel horrible. And the rest of you people that send stuff in, we're going to get to you. But this one was sort of time sensitive, so I wanted to get to this one first. So, anyway, we're going to take a quick break. And we shall return.
Couple spies when I got home there was a surprise. I see that there were 5 minutes, 5 minute miles. Fucking around with my spouse. I'm about to air it out, cause there were 5 minutes. You know ain't no running from this fool. Always grabbing my tool, baby. You watch me work. 1 row, 2 row, 3 row. Cause there were 5 minutes. Baby girl, you're next. Since you wanna flex, she put me to the test when there were 5 minutes.
You are listening to a personal
exclusive clip. Baby girl, that's a fragrant file. I'll be the one that lay the bodies down. Won't frown. Rap fire coming up from air now. Better keep your head down. Down, down. Clips for days. The body's lying all kind of ways. Ways. Girl, you got me wanting to know just where it is that you go. Starting to feel, but I don't know. I had to plan a couple spies. When I got home, there was a surprise. Cause there were 5 minutes. 5 minutes in my house. Fucking around with my spouse. I'm about to air it out. Cause there were 5 minutes. You know ain't no running for this fool. I'm about to grab my tool. Baby, you watch me. One broke, two broke, three broke. One fell down and over my trash, cause there's a world of 5 minutes. Oh, oh no. Oh, smelled this before. Smell like some shit is dying somewhere deep inside these walls. Your shoes need to be in the hall, but you don't care cause you've got sticky feet. You should think about washing them up, but I never knew feet could smell like a garbage bag. Killing me, where I never cried so much, but I never knew feet smell this bad. Smells like some monkey ass. Oh, 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 oh. And if I knew you had feet that smell like do, this shit would be through. Happen when you leave the smell around. Even though you got sticky feet, you never think about washing them up. But I never knew feet smell like a garbage bag. It's killing me, where I never cried so much. But I never knew feet smell this bad. Smells like some monkey's ass.
Oh, oh no.
Never smell feet.
Oh no.
Worst thing that I ever seen.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your man, Big B. RDS. I got Miss Gina and Marcadon with me today. As y'all just heard, man, I had to dig into the archives real quick and pull up some of the old Doc parodies.
Yeah, mine.
We used to do the parodies. Gotta get some more going.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess. What would you think? What did you think about those, Miss Jamie?
Oh my God.
I know they're a little bit dated, but you know.
They were hilarious. I couldn't keep it together for a minute. I think you guys should do that again.
We had fun doing it too. We had fun doing it.
I loved it.
Yeah. You know. Life gets in the way of time and we'll get some fresh ones.
Yeah.
Get some fresh ones.
We're going to surprise people.
No, yeah. No. Yeah. I wanted to play those for some of the newer listeners that's been hitting us up, letting us know that they out there. Mm-hmm. I want to shout out somebody that hit me up. But I'll get to them. But, So yeah, you know, that was Doc doing his thing.
Yeah.
He did the damn thing.
Well, you know, I did the best I could do.
And you know,
Lord knows I had to fight.
Doc could tell you there was a couple other ones that we wanted to record, but I was terrified.
What?
I don't know why. I just was like, nah, Slim, I'm not.
Not you.
I'm
no
not putting
way.
My voice on shit.
Hey, do you still have the IDS Anthem joint? You don't ever play that joint.
I still have
you still
that
got
one.
It? Oh,
yeah.
Man, I was on
fire. I need to, before I play that one again, I need the community to step up on that one because That's a strong song right there, and the community's not doing well.
Oh, okay.
And I'm not talking about the listening community. I'm talking about the podcast community.
Oh.
There's a lot of podcasters that use SYO when it's convenient, but it ain't showing SYO around the clock.
Gotcha.
So,
gotcha.
Before I can play that anthem again, you know.
Gotcha.
Had to do that. But did you know what? I finally, after some time, I got my nerve up to, I had to be here by myself. I couldn't, you know.
Couldn't be in front of anybody.
Couldn't be in front of anybody.
Okay.
So, yeah, I had to do my own little joint.
Uh-oh.
So, but I'm going to go ahead and hit y'all with that one real quick. Before we get out of here. Doc, tell me if you remember this one. Skyping me at 9:46 in the morning. What's going on? And you know I'm snoring. Don't want to open up my eyes to see who's this Skyping me and why. It's my boy Doc leaving the barbershop. Told me he was in the stripping spot and heard a silly plot. Some niggas want to stick you for your listeners, killer. Slow down, Doc, give me the info, killer. Remember that nigga from the show out of Ohio that you got cool with? Now you got SYO. Yeah, my nigga Aaron from Astronauts, nah, that's my family, nah, Aaron wouldn't make it hot. Not talking about him, he scooped me to some niggas that you put on back when you only had 1,000 listeners. Now your listen blowing up like nitro, and they wanna take your listeners from you real slow. So I think they be forewarning me, so now I'm warning you, I got a stats, nigga, tell me what you wanna do. Damn, niggas wanna stick me for my listeners, damn. Niggas wanna stick me for my listeners, damn. Niggas wanna stick me for my listeners, damn. Niggas wanna stick me for my listeners. They heard about the fresh studio with the microphone to make everything that you say sound great. They heard about the hits you got down in Morgantown, and they heard you got half a Chi-Town locked down. They even heard about all the hits you got in Bora Bora, man, they out of order, man. Call the coroner, it's gonna be a lot of phone calling and niggas stalling if my network numbers start falling. What you think all the shows are for? Podcast war, got the thug princess by the door, and I pay her by the minute, so she can bring it to the imbeciles for fucking with my decimals, damn. Niggas trying to bring it to my team, this is not a dream, but dope since I stepped up on the scene. It's the one to see you on Stitcher, see your picture, now they wanna chop it up and chill with you. Bet your Big B won't trip, I got Doc, Queen, Drew, baby, standing by my hip, so we can tear through the ignorant, put podcasters in a bad predicament, where all the wax shows went. Touch my deepsters, guess what, I'ma leave you, fuck where I'ma bury you, I'll put you in the city dump. I bring pain, disdain on what remains of your show. You got a guest host, you should've told them, coached them, extra segments for the notion that we won't reload and explode on your whole show. I fuck around and go in more, bring four to your door, no show no more, nigga. You know we rough, don't fuck with us. The more segments we bust, the more dangerous. We don't give a fuck about you, we a tight crew. What you gonna do when IDS crew comes for you? We not frontin', IDS ain't running. Hold on, these niggas ain't coming.
Yeah, yes.
That was
fire.
Awesome.
No doubt.
Who is that rapper? My goodness.
No doubt. No
we
doubt.
Got skills over here.
I see. Good yes, gracious.
Lord. Doing a little something. Doing a little something.
Something.
That's how we do it.
So, before we get out of here and say goodbye to the people, I'm going to do a little something.
All right.
I want somebody to come on and say hello to us. Carl, are you there?
I am here.
Who is this?
It's me. You forgot me already?
It's the queen.
Oh.
Hey.
Hey, man.
Hi, kid.
I don't know that one right there, girl. <Don't call that>. What that girl doing right there?
Hi, people.
What's going on?
How are you?
Oh, nothing much. Great. I'm just trying to TCB. I should be back in the building next week.
Yay.
So I just wanted to say hello. Say I missed you guys.
Oh, we miss you too, girl.
Yeah.
I'm over here looking at these headphones in your seat.
Uh-huh. That wet spot you left on the chair.
Oh, you know what?
Ew.
That was for the episode of Recap. The Recap that never made it to the air.
There you go.
As you can see, we're still here.
Holding still on.
There.
We hold it down for you, girl.
Waiting for you to come back.
Well, I will be there. So thank you for holding it down. Greatly appreciated. I hope you had a wonderful show.
We did. We had an interesting show. I lost like topic questions and feedback and shit. I lost a lot of shit today.
Mm-hmm. I made up stories.
Well, you do that every show.
I was gonna say business as usual. Okay, I get it. Thank you. Good.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Do we ever tell our new listeners that y'all got to fact check Doc's stories? Because he will sing. Yes. He will sing to the water cooler looking like a fool.
You keep forgetting to send out the friendly reminders to let everybody know.
Right?
There are some truths to what I say. Okay.
Some.
Oh!
I'm like, who's in the room doing air quotes?
Right.
I'm just filling in until you get back.
And she's doing a great fucking job, Queen. I'm telling you right now. Oh, boy.
I have to check some facts on my phone.
See what I mean?
They're Google.
Right.
Exactly.
Oh, boy.
People be all at work talking about, yo, y'all heard Kanye West was leading the Republican polls.
Right.
Oh, God.
Did y'all talk about the MTV Awards?
We talked about it a little bit. Didn't get in depth. We just talked about Kanye's foolishness. And we talked about, we didn't even get into the whole Nicki Minaj thing. That was.
How did you not talk about that?
I know. We kind of got derailed on some other stuff and got it ran a little bit long. So I wanted to.
And Queen, my cable's been out for a few weeks. So you know, my life is
hell.
Yeah, pretty much.
Your phone's not working anymore either.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. Very well.
Yeah, I miss you.
Can't wait for you to come back.
Right. having said that, I'll see you next week.
Right.
Hey, can you turn the mic off, please?
I thought I missed you, but I really don't.
It was good to hear from you, though.
All right, fam, I gotta go.
Alrighty,
baby. Peace out.
Okay, have a wonderful rest of the week, and I will see you next week, okay?
Alrighty.
All right.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. All right. So, we can wrap this puppy up. Who's going to lead the way today? She's shaking her head, so that goes to
okay, two fingers to RG3. Thank you for all you've done for us, sir. I'm sorry that. All right. One finger to this goddamn heat that we about to get, man. They say we get ready to get the humidity and all that shit turned up.
Blazing.
But.
You better embrace this heat because in about five more weeks, you're going to be talking about it's cold.
You took the words right out of my mouth, dog. So we can roll with a week or two of it, week and a half, or whatever it's going to be. Shit, we didn't roll with the rest of it this long. So got to do.
You know, I actually didn't mind the heat. Because having to stand in walk-in coolers for 20 to 30 minutes at a time.
Right.
I embrace that heat when I come up out of there.
I know that's right, though. Wow.
Yeah. Mm. Now, you know, when you go into turtle mode, mm-hmm. when it gets too cold.
Doodle, doodle.
Right.
Too turtly for the turtle club.
So, yeah. Anyway. Okay.
Let's see. I give two fingers to organic sex. There is something to be said about flow. So I give two fingers to that. Why you guys looking at me like I'm crazy?
I'm like, damn. I didn't know if there was going to be more description coming with this. Like, hold on. I can drop the music and shit.
All right.
To flow and
there's somebody out
fluid.
Here out there listening right now, all on blush time and shit.
Yeah.
I got one more two finger too.
What?
Two finger to the
homeless
lady.
I'm taking my two fingers.
Okay,
but go ahead.
I forgot one.
Yes.
Two fingers to the homeless lady that was sitting down there by the Verizon Center today, singing the Erykah Badu songs, the SWV songs, and some other songs, but she was hitting that shit.
Really?
Man, what? Man, people were walking by, and when she was hitting the notes, they were turning back around, dropping little money in their little joint. And I was standing at my truck, you know, putting my stuff on, getting my stuff together. And I was like, damn.
Hello.
Wow, she had talent, too.
Two fingers to her.
Two fingers to the lady down in the Verizon. Keep up the good work.
I think I will give my one finger to Hulk Hogan because I think he's full of crap. He called everybody a nigga, and now he's just saying he's sorry because he didn't think it would affect him as much as it has. So one finger to Hulk. There you go.
And Paula Deen.
And Paula Deen, too.
Paula.
No slave weddings for you, buddy.
Damn, y'all motherfuckers is going back.
Right.
It's like 100 shows ago. Y'all still talking about
I find Paula one finger to, what is it, Ink?
They go along with the parodies. We bringing them back.
Exactly, see? Yeah,
there you go, retro show.
Exactly.
All right.
Was that a Negro spiritual joint you just hummed? Shit. You going back to it.
I would like to give... I would like to give... You know, I'm going to give two fingers to... to a couple of my coworkers, Steve and Tony. Well, you know what? Steve, Tony, June, and Alonzo. All
right.
Dudes, you know, keeping me on track.
Under the wing.
And keep, yeah. You know, making sure, you know, teaching me the ins and the outs and the tricks of the trade and good stuff, you know. So, yeah, definitely got to shout them out. And so, yeah, big two fingers to them. One finger. Let's see. One finger. One finger.
Goes.
I'm not even going to go there. You know what? One finger for the fact that tomorrow morning, bright and early before I am fully awake, I have to get up and do a presentation. And I don't want to do it. So, definitely two fingers for the fact that I have the opportunity to do this presentation, but
there you
one finger for the fact that I actually have to do it. Damn.
Man, you're going to knock that shit out of the ballpark, man. Just act like you know what you're talking about.
Even if
make
you don't.
Make them laugh every now and again, dog.
There you go.
Act like you've known them for years. Y'all kiss my ass. I know you. And
yeah, that ain't
Tony will be there and June Alonzo. And all of them.
Nobody said nothing about June Bug.
Shorty Black and
Shaft. The dude
with the big head. Right.
You
can't. Big nose Ralph.
All of them will be.
That's why. That's why you can't bring certain black people to work functions.
Denzel Washington. All of them going to be there.
Everybody.
Yeah, everybody.
Don't you supposed to pretend everyone's naked or something in the audience so you can, you know, get through it?
She said that.
Oh, what?
I know what you're talking about.
You're supposed to imagine everybody in their underwear so you can feel comfortable and, you know, be able to get through your speech.
I might.
Okay, I guess you don't want June Bag and them to be like naked, so I understand. Okay.
Uh-huh.
You'll be fine. Kudos to you.
Yeah. You're going to be out.
Thank God for this man singing right now, letting us know it's time to get the hell out of here. We got to go, man. Everybody have a good time today?
I'm feeling good.
I feel good.
You know I always feel good.
I'm feeling pretty good this afternoon, this evening, this weekend, man.
How about it?
Organic.
Cool.
Yeah, remember that word.
Organic.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Stay green. Goddamn. I'm going to pop me another one of these blue bulls in a minute. I'm going to feel real good, huh?
Is that staying green?
It's staying blue.
Okay.
Well, that leads to gangrene. But look, we got to get out of here, man. As always, in parting, we like to say,
God woke you up this morning. You can handle the rest of the bullshit.
Out of my house now. Now I want all of you out of my goddamn house. Out, damn spot. You better go.